Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Versus. I am your host, Kieran Sandulo, as always joined by my co-host, Miles Sprong. How you doing, Miles? Sounds good. Glad to hear it. Well, ladies and gentlemen, last week we argued who would win versus between the Transformers and every Power Ranger. And the winner of that argument was the Transformers.
I was robbed. I mean, that's the only way to go about it.
To everybody who voted for the Transformers, I appreciate you. You are invited to my wedding. Next up, this week, though, we have a very fun topic for you. We are going to argue today over not really, like, who would win or which one. More of just, like, ghosts or aliens. I don't really... No, what do you think, Miles? Which is scarier? Which would win? Which one you believe in more over the other?
I don't know. I mean...
What are we feeling?
What are we feeling?
What are we arguing about?
There we go.
Click. Tick.
Technical difficulties over here.
Tick. Tick.
I think I'm feeling...
Tick. Tick. Tick.
I think I'm feeling... Okay, you can stop saying tick. I think I'm feeling another Which Would Win.
Yeah, let's do another Which Would Win. Well, it's time. Miles, I won the last debate, so I will begin this one. Give my opening statement now. Aliens. Aliens are hype. I don't know if any of you have ever, like, watched any, like, which ones you guys have watched more, like, over alien movies or ghost movies, but all I know is that aliens are very consistently terrifying in movies and in audiobooks. If you've ever listened to the War of the Worlds, original War of the Worlds, like, audiobook, or if you've watched the new TV series taking place in the 1800s. That's really good. It's really... Aliens are a really easy thing to make terrifying because ghosts, they're usually grounded to more of a human appearance because that's what they are. They were at one point a human. But for aliens, you can just go hog wild. You can make them look terrifying. Have you ever seen Arrival?
Yes.
Those things? Never see them in their full form.
Wait, that's the one with Amy Adams and...
Jeremy Renner.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
You never see them clearly. They're always in silhouette behind frosted glass. And either way, haunting. Xenomorphs, staple of horror. Aliens, peak. Love it. It's a great design. Predators, also a great design. Terrifying, but simple. Humanoid in shape, sure, but the furthest thing from it. Miles?
Ghosts. What is there to say about ghosts that hasn't already been said?
You know what
I mean? They're scary, first of all.
Yeah? Yeah? Is that anything else?
Okay, no, I'm kidding. So ghosts, you know, they can go wherever they want. They're not limited to a barrier that an alien is. Or, you know, like you said, behind the frosted glass, a ghost would be stuck behind there. The ghost would just go right through it. You know what I mean? Just go right through it. So they're not confined to barriers.
I don't know why I said they were confined. I just said that's the only way you see them in the movie.
Well, why else would they... Well, then why else would they be stuck behind frosted glass or be behind frosted glass the whole movie.
Because they don't want to talk to the people. They only communicate with the humans.
No, they're stuck there.
Have you seen Arrival?
Yeah.
That's not the movie.
I've seen it once, like, a long time ago.
Bro, the ships they have are, like, twice the size of the Empire State Building. They can go wherever. They are not confined to glass.
They're confined to those ships, I guess.
No, they really aren't.
Yeah, they are.
When's the last time you've watched the movie?
Oh. Again, I said I've seen it. I didn't say I knew it very well. I think I'm perfectly valid in saying what?
Your opening argument. Ghosts don't get stuck behind glass.
Yeah, because they don't.
Is that the whole argument?
Well, no, but...
Continue then, please.
They can manipulate every bit of their surroundings. You know, they can manipulate every bit of their surroundings not being seen. Because, I mean, if you look at ghost movies, you know, they can just... And boom, something falls. So they can, you know, just get a big old rock and just on the alien. You know what I'm saying?
Well, they could.
Yeah.
What if I give the what if I give the aliens a protopack?
Oh, like from Ghostbusters?
Yeah.
That's cheating.
Arguably, I would say the intangible ghost dropping a giant rock on an alien is also cheating.
No, because that's part of what they can do.
So we have to set some ground rules for this argument now then, because let's say ghosts aren't tangible. For the sake of this being a fair debate, can we say for this that your aliens are tangible?
What?
For the sake of this argument, can your ghosts be touched?
Oh, you didn't. You said, can the aliens be tangible?
Oh, no, I meant the ghosts.
For the sake
of this being a fair debate.
Fine, even though that takes away the whole appeal of a ghost.
The ghost has telekinesis. It has more appeal than just not being touched. It can still turn invisible. But you know what else can turn invisible? Predator.
If you've got cloaking technology, that's not going completely invisible.
But they can't be seen. They also see in thermal. So I would like that to be known, that the Predators can see in thermal vision. Ghosts have historically been, like, reported, even, like, on ghost hunting shows like that. Seeing a ghost in thermal is just, like, a big cold spot in a room.
Yeah.
Big, dark blue. Throw a Predator onto this battlefield or whatever with a ghost. You see this big humanoid shape that's just blue. You're just like, yeah, that's a ghost. And then he throws a spear at the ghost.
But, hear me out.
I'm hearing you.
If they're tangible now, and they have a humanoid form, they could just do what Arnold did in the Predator movie and dip themselves in mud.
Could dip themselves in mud. But I think, arguably, it would be a little funnier. I think it would be funny, because this is just... Well, are you saying the ghost is invisible when it's dipped itself in mud?
It's invisible to the Predator.
But is it making itself invisible while dipped in the mud?
Like, if it has mud on it, it still turns invisible?
Sure. I want to know if this is just a floating pile of mud that happens to be in the shape of a man.
Well, if they decide to be invisible, then yes.
Yes.
Yeah. But they're visible to the Predator.
The mimics from Edge of Tomorrow. Have you seen that movie before?
No.
So, The Edge of Tomorrow is a movie that came out in either 2014 or 2011. No.
Like, anyway, the movie sounds familiar. I just haven't seen it.
It's the one with Tom Cruise and, what's her name? Emily Blunt. And that's the one where every time Tom Cruise dies, the day starts over, like Groundhog Day.
Oh, yeah.
And the aliens in that movie...
Or Happy Death Day.
Or Happy Death Day. But the aliens in that movie are sick. They have the most... Their goal going into that movie is they said they want to create the most alien alien. So their argument was, while designing the creature, if it looks like anything from this planet, make it look less like it. So, these aliens now are writhing masses of tentacles that shift around each other and form itself into different body shapes.
So like Venom?
Kind of. Except, these guys have a little unique ability. If you one of them happens to die, then it starts over. The
what mimic, do you mean starts over?
So if you ever watch Live, Die, Repeat or Edge of Tomorrow, it does this, there's this funny little bit of lore tidbit, spoiler for a movie that came out 10 years ago. The aliens in that movie, the elites, I guess, like the bigger ones, have this special little ability where if they die, then they start the day over again. The same ability that Tom Cruise gets, because he killed one of those things. Since he killed one of those little aliens and he got the ability to start the day over, he figures out, oh, so the aliens had this ability too. The aliens have the ability to start a day over and redo something. So if they, that's how they were able to, in the movie, take over so much of the planet so quickly. Because for them, for the humans, it's only been maybe like a year. But for the aliens, one of them has been doing this for like a century.
Yeah.
But in reality,
it's been like 3 days. It's
been like 3 days. So the mimics from Edge of Tomorrow have a time loop on their side.
You know, I made my alien, or I made my ghost tangible. Can we say no planet-destroying ships, like, from Independence Day?
No planets-destroying ships. We're going individual, the alien itself on this one. And they're, like, immediately available technology. I'm not talking, like, Star Destroyers or anything like that.
Yeah.
None of that.
And then manipulating time, I think, is too unfair. You know what I'm saying?
But they're killable. So here's, in the movie...
But they're killable, but then they just restart over again.
But that's not what it is. So the way that the mimics work in Edge of Tomorrow, the specific, like, alpha alien that can restart time can't restart if it dies.
Never
the
mind.
Only reason,
never
so
mind.
The only reason... It restarts when it wants to.
Okay.
Tom Cruise kills the guy with the time thing, making him the new alpha guy. So what he does is he restarts time on instinct as he's about to die, before he dies. That's why it works. So in reality, the only thing you have to go off of here is just kill the alien before it resets time.
Never mind then.
That's the plot of the movie.
Okay, cool, cool. Never mind. That's fine then.
Now,
if it resets, that brings all my guys back. So we're chilling.
Yeah, until he resets again.
What?
What?
So when they reset time, it doesn't bring people back. It
doesn't
bring everyone else.
It does. But here's the thing. So the way that it works, though, is this big alpha mimic is commanding these smaller mimics that have the same like combat power and strategic mind here. That when they reset the day, they're just like, okay, this guy is going to do this, so you're going to do that, so he doesn't get a chance to do that, so that they can adapt really quickly.
Yeah.
That's their whole shtick. So even when your guys come back, the mimics know. They know what they're going to do so they can counterattack.
Then just teleport.
Teleport?
They don't know where we're going to teleport. Ghosts can teleport.
Yeah. Certainly.
They don't know where they're going to teleport. They can just...
You're saying the ghosts don't know where they're going to teleport, or the aliens don't
know where the ghosts are going to teleport?
But what if? What if it was the what are the ones, the body snatchers?
What?
Remember Invasion of the Body Snatchers?
How would the body snap? Oh, I guess they're tangible now.
See, I'm not really saying that. I'm saying that wherever your guys teleport to, I got aliens in human disguises that are really strong.
But the ghosts would know that they're not ghosts.
Not they would know that they aren't ghosts. They wouldn't know that they aren't aliens.
But if there's like some random human in a battle, would you not, or between ghosts and aliens, would you think, huh, that's a little suspicious, let me go the other way?
Doesn't say that they don't limit themselves to looking like humans in particular. They can look like animals.
But if we're just getting, you know, straight up battlefield between ghosts and aliens.
Straight up like Battle World in Marvel Comics, it's just ghosts and aliens.
Then if you saw any other life form than a ghost or an alien, I think you'd look
at
that. I'll
throw the body snatchers out the window.
I think you'd look at that and be like,
I've lost my body snatchers.
That's a little weird.
I've lost my body snatchers argument. The body snatchers were killed by some, like, by the, like, the little girl from the ring.
Perfect.
However, let's throw a xenomorph into the mix.
Okay.
I mentioned the xenomorph earlier. Xenomorphs have durable skin, and when they die, they bleed acid.
And stay away from them when they bleed.
Yes, obviously, stay away from them when they bleed. But if you are... What do you think would happen if a alien facehugger attached itself to one of your now tangible ghosts?
You take it one step at a time.
Meaning?
It's a process.
Yeah, the process is get injected with alien goo... And then chest burster bursts out of ghost. Now I have ghost alien hybrid alien.
That's the wrong mindset.
For you, maybe. This is working for me. I have alien ghost hybrid. Do you understand? I've made xenomorph Danny Phantom.
Well, how many xenomorphs are we talking?
We'll just say, like, the standard, like, 10, 20.
How many ghosts do I get?
How many ghosts can you name?
Not that many. Can I just get every ghost that's ever existed in media history ever?
Name one.
Casper.
Casper, I hate to break it to you, dog. If the ghosts are tangible, Casper is dead at the... I think Casper's the first to go, honestly.
No.
I think he's the first one.
No, what's going to happen... This is what's going to happen. I'm going to be a poetic writer here. So the battle is going to start. You know, Casper's all friendly. He's like, I don't want to do this. I'm too shy. I'm too scared. Then he sees the carnage that ensues. And he sees his best friend, the girl from the ring, get poked by the xenomorph thing with their tails. She's fallen. She's dead. And then he snaps into an unbridled, blinding rage and goes on a freaking rampage.
So what you are saying now is you have admitted that the xenomorphs have now killed the girl from the ring?
Well, I mean, what was she going to do anyway?
Well, she's going to serve as a fantastic host for my new ghost xenomorph hybrid.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
Now
that.
I have the ring girl.
Well, no, because I said,
as a xenomorph,
I got stabbed with a tail.
You got stabbed with a tail, not a face hugger?
Not a face hugger.
I would like to argue that I got a face hugger on there.
I would like to disagree.
The ring girl moves through TV screens.
Uh-huh.
Or phones.
Yeah.
What's she doing with the alien?
The xenomorph was looking at Twitter.
The xenomorph was looking at Twitter.
Or sorry, X. I apologize.
He pulled mid-battle. Just all of these ghosts are just hurling, like, ectoplasm and whatnot. Aliens have these laser rifles, and then just off in the corner is this alien tail stabbed through the ring girl, and he's just texting on his phone, just like, Lamau, this is the easiest fight I've ever been in. And then he immediately just gets... I like to imagine he just immediately gets snapped in half by Slimer from Ghostbusters.
He's looking at his politics timeline. He needs to know who's voting for in his
local... The Galactic Council is the most absurd.
He needs to know who's voting for in his local election.
Yoda. I get Yoda.
But...
Yoda's an alien.
But then we're bringing Star Wars into the mix.
But is it an alien, Miles?
But what...
Is it an alien? Is Yoda...
Well, then I get Ghost Yoda.
Ghost Yoda... Okay. Force ghosts are not the ghosts that you're talking about.
Are they not dead people that come back in apparitions?
Yeah, I can't argue that, honestly. Well, here's the thing. Force ghosts are notoriously, like, pretty weaker than the regular... Because, you know, they are dead.
Not in Lego Star Wars.
Oh, Lego Star Wars? Okay. In Lego Star Wars.
Lego Star Wars Force Ghosts are overpowered. You can't hit them.
Because they're dead.
Uh-huh.
But we made your ghosts tangible.
Then I still have 3 Jedi Masters.
Yeah, okay. Then I send Darth Maul back at Qui-Gon and kill him, cut him in half a second time.
Well, then I get
Ghosts.
Or
no, I cut him in half to get payback.
Then I get Force Ghost Darth Maul because he got cut in half.
Sith can't turn into Force Ghosts.
They can if they put their mind to it.
No, it's literally in the lore that the Sith can't do Force Ghosts.
Not true.
It is true.
I know everything.
It's canon. Nope. You know nothing.
Yes, I do.
You think that Casper can go into an uncontrollable rage when he sees the girl from the ring get stabbed by a xenomorph?
Because he can.
No. No.
Can I count Flubber?
Flubber's not an alien. Flubber is a creature that was engineered by a man. I've seen Flubber many times.
Is he a ghost or no?
He's not a ghost. It's just a little living piece of goo that a man made.
Ah.
Not a ghost.
Hoping it would classify.
You can get Slimer from Ghostbusters. That's like the second closest
thing. I'd rather have Flubber.
You don't get Flubber.
Flubber or nothing.
You don't get Flubber.
Flubber against every alien that's ever
I think Flubber would win, unfortunately, in that argument.
I know he would.
Now, the Blob, however,
are we counting him as an alien?
He is an alien. It is alien goo. Now, actually, well, now that we're considering aliens in this, we are considering all aliens in the matter. What do you think would happen if a xenomorph got mixed in with a Venom symbiote? I would imagine absolute havoc.
Probably until Casper shows up, yeah.
Until Casper shows up. A fun little bit of ghost lore that I really like. Do you remember Lego Ninjago's?
Of course.
Ghosts. Remember Moro?
Obviously.
Remember how the ghosts in Lego Ninjago can literally die if you pour water on them?
Oh, yeah.
I think it's... I have a really funny idea in my mind. The ghosts, or the aliens from Signs, can be killed by pouring water on them.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I think it would be really
funny...
If they had a water gun fight.
Oh, my God.
just these aliens
they get
from
their
Signs.
Own, they get their own separate battlefield.
They get their own battlefield here. Aliens from Signs, the ghosts from Ninjago. Both killed by water. Both fighting with water guns.
I think that would be great.
What do you think? Who do you think comes out on top in this scenario? The only advantage here is that the ghosts can fly a little bit.
Then ghosts. If they can fly, they can just...
But here's the thing. So the ghosts immediately die on contact with water. The aliens from Signs just get burned by it, as if it were boiling.
Then probably the Signs.
I have to see Signs again. I've only seen it once, and it was like I was very much not paying attention.
I ain't never seen it.
Apparently it's really good. I have to see it still. I also still have to watch Darkness Falls. I have to see that. Because, you know, Tooth Fairy Demon.
Oh, yeah. Is the Tooth Fairy Demon a ghost? Can we count
no,
that?
It's a demon.
Ah!
Next week's episode, who would win, movie demons or anime demons? Something like that. I don't know. We'll think of something. We always do, like, the day of. Anyways.
I don't know how to argue for or against anime demons, because I don't watch anime.
That's honestly fair. That's why we're not going to do that topic, then. We need to be somewhat balanced now, don't we?
Indeed we do.
I have an alien that I would like to bring into the equation.
Who?
I would like to argue that I would like to argue Rocket Raccoon. Well, no, never mind. I can't argue Rocket Raccoon. He's an Earth raccoon that was biologically engineered into a sentient raccoon. I can't argue Rocket Raccoon.
I was going to say he's a genetically modified actual raccoon.
But I can argue Thanos.
Oh, come on.
No Infinity Gauntlet. I'll be fair on that regard. No Infinity Gauntlet Thanos. But still, Thanos. Comic Thanos specifically, not movie Thanos.
Do I get Ghost Thanos?
Thanos doesn't turn into a ghost. He dies, and that's the end of it. He gets snapped.
Well,
he ceases to exist. There is no ghost. He's gone.
Can there be a ghost of everything that's ever died?
Do you want to send a T-Rex ghost at me?
Yes.
T-Rex Xenomorph. What are you going to do then?
I want to send a
venomized T-Rex.
I want to send an Abraham Lincoln one at you.
Oh my god. We're going, you said ghosts that have existed in media.
Yeah.
So you don't get a ghost of everything that's ever lived. You only get ghosts of things that have been seen as ghosts in the media you're talking about.
I know, I was kidding. That'd be great, though.
That would be pretty sweet. Ghost T-Rex versus Venom T-Rex.
James Earl Jones versus Darth Vader.
I would also like to argue that in Rick and Morty, the dinosaurs are aliens that just came to Earth.
No.
Yeah, that's canon to Rick and Morty. Dinosaurs were not made on Earth. They crashed on Earth, and they made spaceships. They're a highly sentient species.
Yeah, why not?
I have hyper-intelligent dinosaur aliens now. I would also like to say, so there is a notable amount of... I'm about to pull the quickest draw of the West.
Oh, no.
Transformers are aliens.
Oh, come on, no.
I'm not going to do that one. We already had that argument. I will say, I haven't really brought any of, the bigger, more terrifying aliens into the equation. Remember Jean Jacket from Nope?
I actually didn't see Nope.
You haven't seen Nope?
No.
You need to watch Nope.
Which is crazy, because I love...
All of our listeners...
Because I love Get Out and...
All of our listeners, if you've never watched the movie Nope, directed by Jordan Peele, do that.
It's crazy because
horrifying.
Because I love Get Out and Us, but haven't seen
Jordan
Nope
Peele's
yet.
Jordan Peele's a fantastic director.
Oh, yeah. He's great.
He's amazing. Which is really funny that he's the guy that wrote Substitute Teacher.
I know.
Aaron.
Yeah. Same, Aaron can write one of the better horror thrillers of the last 10 years.
That was Key. That was Keegan-Michael Key. Keegan-Michael Key played the substitute teacher.
Well, yeah.
Peele helped write it.
Well, yeah, I know that.
Now, I would like to say...
The football skit, and it's
I love the football one. The East-West Bowl.
Jaquavion Tavius, Brickishaw.
Quiznetide Buckshank.
No, there
University
was
University of Miami.
No, the reason I actually saw a cool Tuck. Little, I actually saw a cool little interview of how they made that up. Mm. Keegan-Michael Key literally just said there was a first round pick for the New York Jets in 2009-ish,
mm-hmm.
or he might have been their first overall pick. His name is DeBrickishaw Ferguson.
Mm-hmm.
D apostrophe Brickishaw Ferguson.
Yeah.
And he just said that to Jordan Peele, and he was like, huh, maybe I can do something with that.
And then
just wrote all these absurd names.
I think
names.
My favorite one is Torque Construction Noise Lewith Nevada State Penitentiary. And I thought that was the funniest thing in the world.
I mean, it's just great. I love
Key and Peele.
You know
I think
what?
It's
Me
really
too.
Funny that, once again... Jordan Peele from Key and Peele made three of the best horror movies of the decade.
I know. It's so crazy.
That's hilarious to me. And then Keegan-Michael Key is Bumblebee in the new Transformers movie. Watch that movie. Watch that movie. It was so good. Watch that movie. Anyways, back to aliens and ghosts.
The Squarius Green Jr., University of Notre Dame.
I said back to aliens and ghosts.
Someone just said... Or one of them was just fudge.
I love Fudge is probably my second favorite. Because it's just the way that Peele does it. He just... Fudge. And it's that's how he says it. That's it. That's the whole name. No university, no college, nothing. Fudge. I also liked God. Homeschool.
This one's great. The player formerly known as Mouse Cop. University of Missouri, Columbia.
I love the player formerly known as Mouse Cop.
San Diego State University.
First name, last name, College University.
X-Wing at Aliciousness.
X-Wing at Aliciousness.
Beezer 12 Washing Beard.
Beezer 12 Washing Beard.
Shakira Kwan TJIF Carter. University of Northern Arizona.
Let's move back to the aliens and ghosts.
I just haven't seen that skit in a long time, so I pulled up the names.
I'm going to have to watch that when I get on my way to school now. Oh, man. Anyways, let's think a little bigger.
Oh, no.
Let's think video game.
Video game ghosts and aliens?
Video game aliens. There's a funny little game that you may not know of called Among Us. That just so happens to have both aliens and ghosts.
Among Us ghosts versus Among Us crew members?
The Among Us imposter.
Then they can just hit the report button.
They could. Except for one key detail.
Everyone on the battlefield.
Ghosts aren't allowed to call reports.
But they're humanoid. They're tangible
they're
now.
Beans.
They're tangible now, is what
tangible,
I mean.
Tangible, but not interactable with the button. They could absolutely just follow you around and, like, bump into you, maybe. They don't have arms.
And then the,
Who's knocking? Who's knocking?
Who is at the door?
Oh, no one's at the door. They're rolling something past our...
Yeah, I know. I'm just goofing. But imagine there was just like a battlefield-wide Among Us vote.
Just like you see the thing flash across the screen, and then you just see like 8 million different votes pour in all at once, and then there's the one guy that's just waiting for everyone else to vote.
I know. And then he's the guy that like waits for the next 10 minutes being like, I don't think I saw the Xenomorph stab the girl from the ring.
I wasn't there.
He might not be the imposter.
He might be innocent.
I love Among Us. Or I used to love Among Us.
I have to watch the animated... There's an Among Us animated show coming out. There's an animated Among Us TV show coming out.
What?
There's an animated Among Us TV show coming out, and Patton Oswalt is voicing the main character.
Oh, my Lord.
You know who else is in it?
Who?
Elijah Wood. From Lord of the Rings.
Elijah would do that.
From Lord of the Rings.
That was hilarious.
That was not...
Yeah, it was.
No.
Uh-huh.
Nope. Mm-mm.
Yeah, it was, pal.
Does Sauron... No, Sauron was a human.
What is that?
From Lord of the Rings.
I'm not gonna lie.
Don't say you've never seen Lord of the Rings.
I think I fell asleep through the first one. I think I've tried to rewatch Lord of the Rings, the first one, that is. And I've fallen asleep literally every time.
Toy Story aliens.
Oh, come on. What are they going to do?
Have you seen the Toy Story aliens?
What are they going to do, though?
Multiply. No, not multiply. They're going to turn themselves into weapons.
They're
like ants. They make bridges.
Well, yeah, I know. But...
Toy Story aliens are stronger in packs, which is why they usually... Move in pacts. In packs, not pacts.
I don't know. I don't think that they do a whole lot. I'm not gonna lie.
All of the Ben 10 aliens.
Well, then you could only use one at a time.
One at a time, yes. But way big. Or ghost freak.
What?
Ghost Freak, the Ben 10 alien, of course.
Oh, yeah. Is he on my side?
No, because he's an alien.
Oh.
It just happens to have powers of intangibility and possession. And also these weird tentacles.
Weird tentacles.
Yeah, they just come out of his chest. It's kind of freaky.
That is freaky.
It's cool, though. I have one of every Ben 10 alien, then, so let's say way big. Or upgrade. What? Not going to call attention to that. Just not.
Yeah, probably a good idea.
What else? Well, let's see this. You have... I mean, I'm going to give you this one because you seem to have not mentioned it yet. You have Danny Phantom.
Oh, I guess I do.
I'm about to pull the biggest Uno reverse card.
What?
Goku is an alien. Goku is an alien.
Is there a ghost Goku?
Not necessarily. In Dragon Ball, when they die, they aren't ghosts. They're technically just still alive, but they have halos now, and they can just walk around places. They are like, you are able to visit them.
So what you're saying is, I would get them on my team.
No, I'm not saying that, because they're not ghosts.
But they die.
They aren't ghosts.
I feel like they'd be ghosts.
But they're not.
How would they not be ghosts?
Because there aren't ghosts. It's very explicitly stated in the show. They're not ghosts. They're alive, just on a different planet.
That's so dumb, though.
That's Dragon Ball for you. And I love Dragon Ball. Good?
Oh, I had to sneeze.
The demons from Doom live on Mars.
Good for them.
Are those aliens?
They get shot down easily.
Until the Icon of Sin shows up.
Whatever the fart that is.
The longer the Icon of Sin remains on Earth, the stronger he will become. Or something like that. I don't remember. I haven't played Doom Eternal. What else? What other aliens are there? I don't know a lot of alien media.
I think you could get Jeremy Fragrance.
What?
You could get Jeremy Fragrance. I think he's an alien. I don't think he's real.
I have not seen a lot of alien media.
You don't know who Jeremy Fragrance is?
I don't know who Jeremy Fragrance is.
Dude, he's this really big influencer on social media that does fragrance or he used to do fragrance reviews and fragrance reviews and be like, oh, you know, if you want this type of scent and you're this type of person, it matches you,
his
whatever,
name is
whatever.
Jeffrey Fragrance?
Jeremy Fragrance.
Jeremy Fragrance.
But then he got really weird. He like started working out and like got really obsessed with showing off his body. And like in very...
Do you think Jeffree Star is an alien?
Yes. But this guy, he will go up to people on the street and he'll just be like, or people will recognize him. And he's like, what scent are you wearing? And they're like, and they just hold their neck out. And he just goes on their necks and be like, I don't know what scent that is. Like, and he never knows.
Are the lizard people running the shadow government aliens?
Yes.
Sweet. So I now have Barack Obama on my side.
All right, closing arguments. We got 3 minutes.
Yes, closing arguments. Miles, since I started, you may go first.
Okay, so ghosts. They could teleport, and even though... Or they can teleport, they got telekinesis. And even though, you know, there's some aliens that definitely could take down some ghosts in humanoid form, which, you know, I think is unfair, but that's beside the point. The ghosts can still hold their own with their powers, you know what I mean? So, that is my closing argument.
Aliens. There are a lot of them. Aliens, most commonly in pretty much any media they exist in, travel in packs. Predators, Xenomorphs, Toy Story Aliens, which even though they aren't really in the movie, I was told by my mom that the aliens from Toy Story are anthropomorphic toys, but not in the TV show Buzz Lightyear Star Command, where they are actual aliens and they exist in that media as real aliens. I gotcha.
Oh my god.
They always travel in packs. There are always more than one of them. They all have unique abilities. For example, the ones from Arrival have these really, really cool little text thing that they can do where they can make you see the future and whatnot. They can alter the turn of events. The Alphas from Edge of Tomorrow can reset the day anytime they want. Ben 10 aliens, there's so many of those guys that they can all do this weird stuff and all that wacky crap. I didn't even mention aliens in the attic who have their mind control guns. I have the tripods from War of the Worlds. Those are immediate technology, not world-destroying ships, so that counts. The point of my closing argument is that aliens, even with just their immediately available personal technology, not their world-destroying ships, could easily stomp the ghosts if the ghosts were tangible, which they are in the sake of this argument. Miles, do you have anything else to add?
Two things. Nuh-uh. And Ham Gerber.
Ham Gerber?
Yes.
Well, I have two things to say. E.T. and Flight of the Navigator. That's it. Goodbye. Thanks for listening to this episode of Versus. I played the wrong song. Bye, Miles.
Casper.
Xenomorph.